President John Evans Atta Mills has returned home after attending the 17th session of the Heads of State and Government of AU in Malabo, Equatorial Guinea. He was met on arrival by the Vice President John Dramani Mahama, the Chief of the Defence Staff Brigadier General Peter Blay, Minister of Defence Lieutenant General Joseph Henry Smith, and the IGP Paul Taiwakwe. Briefing the media, the Minister of Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration, Alhaji Mohamed Mumuni, said President Mills took part in a debate to empower the youth of the continent. He said President Mills shared his government experiences with colleague African heads of state. Alhaji Mumuni said President Mills' contribution was well received, and this has emboldened the President to do more for Ghanaian youth.
His Excellency the President expressed the view that you cannot talk about empowering the youth or developing the youth without reference to the general economic situation. That the economy, really, issues of investment, a robust economy, is what you can rely on to create sustainable, decent jobs that will satisfy the aspirations of the youth. And in that context, he also referred to the cornerstone, the pillars of his vision, investing in the people, investing in education for the youth, investing in skills training, and also investing in employment for the youth. His Excellency referred to the fact that he had taken the bold decision to involve a sizable number of youth in his administration, and that he's extremely satisfied with the performance, and that has emboldened him even to seek to bring on board a lot more youth content in his administration.
Alhaji Mumuni said African leaders in a resolution called on the combatants in the Libyan conflict to cease fire immediately and begin negotiations that will lead to the introduction of democracy. He said the factions in Libya have agreed on a roadmap by the AU to bring comprehensive peace to Libya.
The issue of the crisis in Libya, center stage, and the heads met over long periods, long hours, deliberating and debating on the issue of bringing peace to Libya. Especially they looked at the roadmap which the African Union had endorsed, being the product of the Peace and Security Council of the African Union. The roadmap outlined certain elements, and final analysis, the leaders adopted a proposition, a resolution within the framework of the roadmap, asking the main elements being: one, the immediate cessation of hostilities, humanitarian intervention, bring relief to people who are suffering, a comprehensive peace process, then dialogue among the factions in Libya, and then also a political decision or a framework to be able to achieve some kind of process that will ensure that the Libyan people have access to good governance, to democracy, to the rule of law, and pre-elections. So then the final analysis, people will have the opportunity to select their leadership through transparent process of election to govern that country. Before the summit in Malabo, there had been a meeting with the ad hoc high-level panel in Addis Ababa with the involvement of the Gaddafi faction, the authorities in Libya, and also the Transitional National Council. And together, they looked at the roadmap and basically agreed on all the elements in that roadmap.
Minister of Foreign Affairs and Regional Integration, Alhaji Mohamed Mumuni.